So in the Angus on Dale Street, we've got a few beers in front of us, and I've got a few friends with me. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm here with Sean O'Donnell, Tim O'Taney, and Kieran Molyneux, and we're here to talk about memories of fan parks, of stages. We're going to talk about Kiev. We're going to talk about Madrid, obviously. A little bit on guitar as well, which I didn't go to, but all the other boys did, and just generally what it's been like to start these parties. So we'll go all the way back to Kiev, Sean, which was sort of where this adventure started, really. Liverpool are in a Champions League final. Do you remember much about the first approach from Liverpool and how you felt about it? Because for us, like, to sort of start off with, we would have been unsure whether we should do it.
Yeah.
So what was the discussions in your WhatsApp groups?
Well, actually, I think the way it came about was quite funny. So we actually did an event in Liverpool for the Roma away game. We used to screen the Euro aways and stuff. And we won, obviously, we were all buzzing, and we ended up having a few shandies after it, shall we say. And it was me, Danny Nicho, and John Johnson, and we were all sort of sat there, and Dan had his phone out, just ready to text to Tony Barrett, that just said, "Boss Kiev" in capitals with a question mark. And I remember he always tells the story that he had sort of John on one arm of his shoulder, like the good angel, saying, you know, "Don't send it, wait till the morning, wait till your head's clear." And me on the left side, like the little devil, saying, send it.
That's like pretty
grim. Yeah. So we sent the message, and Tony Barrett replied pretty much straight away, I think, just saying, "Great idea, let's do it." Which was obviously, you know, an amazing feeling for us. Because back then, you know, obviously Bosses sort of grew since then. But back then we were just still an event at District for, you know, 300-400 people. And it was very much the hardcore that used to come. It was the away contingent, you know, all the lads, all the faces that you see now, you know, that are pretty much reserved for the middle balcony at the Olympia. That was our crowd, really. It wasn't to a bigger sort of mainstream LFC crowd like I guess it is now. So yeah, it was exciting times, and I remember sort of the build up, speaking with the club, and it was all quite. I mean, I think Madrid was a lot more structured than the Kiev preparation, because I think the Kiev preparation was all very much sort of, it felt very last minute. We didn't know what was happening. We didn't know who was going to be on. We didn't know how long we were going to get. Because you're right, I think it was us, yourselves. I think Redmen TV had a slot as well, and we just didn't know what to expect. You know what I mean? So I think Kiev for me will always hold a special place in the heart, definitely.
Yeah, it's funny because I think people think that these things are a lot longer in the planning than what they are. I saw a couple of tweets recently, is like, oh, Boss will have all this boxed off, do you know what I mean? But you can't until you've got to the final. Like, the club is so superstitious, they won't sort of talk about it. Obviously, UEFA won't get into the conversations with you before they know who's sort of in the final. And so you just sort of left, and especially for this, when it was a bit of a shot into the unknown, it all was like, you know, will you do something? Yes, and like, let's make something happen.